Hey, this is Brendan Small from Death Clock, and you're listening to the Brutally Delicious Podcast.
One, two, three, four!
The Brutally Delicious Podcast! The Brutally Delicious Podcast! The Brutally Delicious Podcast! The Brutally Delicious Podcast!
Record on this computer.
Recording in progress.
Hey, Brendan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you? Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I talked to you.
I'm sorry?
How you been since last time I saw you?
Good. Last time we talked, I think, was right about the beginning of Death 4, right? Or the Death album?
Death album 4, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
that tour cycle.
I think so, yeah.
Or that cycle. Anyway, you guys
have been plus the movie and the soundtrack and all that stuff came out at once last fall, and we were about to go out on tour with Baby Metal and Jason Richardson, which we successfully did. It was really nice.
So how did, I mean, after it's all said and done, that was could you have imagined the response you guys were going to get? Because it was pretty overwhelming, right? To the whole thing after a brief delay or...
It was, you know what? The Death Clock fans have always been really, really energetic and exciting, and we're always trying to, you know, give them a really fun show and give them a really fun kind of roller coaster ride of emotions when you're out at a show. So so I think they were successfully entertained, and that was our goal. So they were really cool. It was really fun to do it.
I mean, even with the record too, right? The response to it was, you know, some people calling it one of the best metal records of the year. So could you have expected that response after being, you know, away for the time you were away?
It's really nice to hear people kind of responding to the record. I mean, look, my world is a very small one, and it's really, you know, I have a small team working on the movie with me. I have a small team working on the record with me, and we just kind of keep our heads down and work. And then every once in a while, we get to go out and show everybody what we've done. So it's always nice if anyone even pays attention to any of that stuff. And it's even nicer if they like it. So I think it's all just, it's never expected, but it's always appreciated. I'm very happy creatively, you know.
Sweet. So I know you guys are getting ready here in April, I guess a couple weeks out from the Mutilation on the Spring Night Tour. That's quite a lineup you got going on. Did you guys pick that for, I guess, comic relief? Because you've got a whole bunch of stuff on there, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the idea is, how do you pack a tour? I mean, it's always going to be hard to beat kind of the Baby Metal tour, because they had a show that was just so much fun to, and then I thought, what can we do that could get anywhere close to the equivalent of that show? And I think having Dragon Force Necro Goblicon is really just like, seriously, to me, that says fun. And if it's a really fun night out, I think. And also, again, I just love celebrating the electric guitar as much as I can. So having Jason Richardson on the first tour with the Baby Metal and their amazing guitar players, this is one of those shows too. So I think there's gonna be a lot of crazy guitar antics going on all night.
What does the band look like this time? Are Gene and Nilly still playing with you?
Gene, Nilly, and Pete Griffin on bass on this one. So it's pretty much the same lineup as, you know, Brian Beller would swap out with Pete on the last tour. And but it's identical, like everybody else. Our crew looks pretty much the same, you know, minus maybe one person who couldn't do it. But it's pretty much, it really is a continuation of the Baby Metal tour. So what we're doing here is we're going to markets that we haven't gone to before. So our show is going to feel, it's giving it an opportunity to people that didn't get to see the first show to see this one. So it's going to be really cool. We have a couple new bells and whistles along the way, but, you know, it's going to be like, it's going to be a little bit longer, a little bit more exciting, you know. So that's what the plan is.
Fair enough. So I know you just said, you know, you work hard and you're glad when people take notice, you know, and give you kudos. But what's it going to be like getting ready for it? This is a pretty long tour here, right? This is about a month long, a little over a month. How do you get prepared for that after being the guy who's inside all the time?
Well, that last tour, it's really funny. And this is the way it's been worth Metalocalypse. It's always a huge, just involving a musical aspect and involving a live component and a record component and all that stuff. really makes a TV show a little bit more complicated to make. So it's, but this has kind of been what it's like for the whole Metalocalypse process. Usually I have my head down, I'm writing, I'm directing or producing, doing the voices, I'm doing all this other stuff. And then when everybody else gets to rest, I have to go on tour. And, but really the tour is the vacation for me. And it's a really great opportunity to accept a kind of a complicated challenge on vocals and guitars. So since the last tour finished, I knew that we would be doing this Mutilation on the Spring Night tour. I had an inkling that this would be happening. We talked about it a little bit, but my job was to keep in really good guitar shape as much as I could. And so that's what I do, is I sit and I make sure I have my hands on a guitar every single day. I make sure that I'm just, you know, just always trying to like get a little bit cleaner, get a little bit better, get a little bit like more in the pocket all the time. So I'm just always working on that kind of stuff. So from the end of that tour to now, I've been playing guitar. So I feel really ready for this tour. I'm ready for a couple new kind of tricky challenges along the way. And yeah, that tour was about 2 months. This one is about a month. So this one is probably going to fly by for us. You know, it's going to be about 20 dates or so. Half of them already sold out, and it's looking really nice, you know. So yeah, it's a little bit shorter of a time. And then while I'm doing that, while I'm doing the tour and while I'm doing all that stuff, I'm also writing. So I'm working on projects, you know. In the meantime, I have some stuff that's set up. I've been working on writing on a different project the whole time that I've been back. I'm taking a new project out on the road, new script that I'm working on, you know.
So do you sleep?
Just try to. It's inspiring to be on the road. It's inspiring to be around all those people. I like to use that inspiration when I have some free time.
Do you sleep at all?
Oh yeah. I sleep like crazy.
You got like 10 million things going on.
It seems like I have a lot of stuff going on, but I'm somewhat disorganized, but I get the job done. And when I'm not working, I am resting like crazy. So if I'm not like getting up early and doing stuff, I am sleeping in and just taking it easy and relaxing and all that, because once you get on the road, you have to make sure you sleep enough. You have to make sure you're healthy, right. Make sure you don't get sick, all that stuff. Take care of yourself,
right.
Be healthy, all that. So I definitely sleep. It's as Brian Ballard told me, sleep on the road is a commodity. Got to make sure you get like
pockets,
parse it out throughout the day.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So last one for you then. Death Clock record, especially this one, very intense, very meticulous and timed and everything. How difficult is it to take some of this out on the road?
Hello out there!
Yes, hello out there, everyone. I'm Hal Schwartz.
And I'm Flynn McClain. Together we host None But the Brave, a podcast dedicated to the music and career of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce and E Street Band are on tour right now for the first time in 6 years, and we're taking a detailed look at what's happening on stage in our bi-weekly episodes.
We've also been recently joined by some very exciting guests, including rock journalist Warren Zanes and Stephen Hayden, Backstreet's magazine founder Charles Cross, and Barstool's Kirk Menahan.
If you're a diehard Springsteen fan, this is the show for you.
So please subscribe to None But the Brave on your favorite podcasting platform, and we hope to see you further on up the road.
Thank you so much! We'll be seeing you!
It's always a challenge, because I think when I'm writing music, I'm pushing a little bit beyond what my ability is every time. I'm always thinking, oh, it would sound cooler if I did this instead of something simple. So I'm always saying, you know, the guitarist and the meticulous kind of side of me is always saying, oh, you know, push forward a little bit, but make sure it's something that everybody else can play. But so I'm always thinking about my right hand. I'm always thinking about my left hand, but I'm also, the tricky part is putting it all together, putting the vocal together with the guitar, because there's nothing natural about singing while playing.
Right.
A lot of people do it and they go, how do you do it? And I go, I slowed it down as much as I could, down to like the Matrix bullet time. You know, I slow it down that slow, and it's so boring, but I slowly get it up on its feet so I can get vocal and guitar going. There's sometimes where I just lay out and I say, rhythm guitars, you take care of this. I'm just going to do vocals. It takes a little bit of time putting it up on his feet. But, you know, I'm sitting here. I'm about 2 weeks out. I'm going on the road. And And, you know, it's a lot of it's second nature. It all comes back because it was kind of, you know, there's a little bit of muscle memory that's involved in the last tour that's kind of stuck around my muscles.
Right.
The crazy thing is, you know, I played guitar long enough where I got good. And then there's a point where you get really ergonomic. You're trying to only use the muscles you need. And at some point you stop using some of those muscles and some of them atrophy a little bit. So you have to build them back up because you're like reduction of motion benefits you, but it also takes away from you because you're not activating those muscles as often. Right. So basically my forearm's a lot stronger than it was even on the last tour now, just because I've engaged all the muscles I kind of was ergonomically not using, but it feels a lot more stable. You know, it's like exercise. It's like playing sports or whatever. You just have to keep it all in check. If you're a baseball player, if you're a jogger, runner, cyclist, whatever it is, constantly just kind of making sure that you're in okay shape enough to get the right. job done.
Fair enough. Yeah, that is all I had then. Hope well, I covered
Let me say one other thing that I think is an important piece of news, because this was just announced this week, is that Adult Swim is going to be airing the movie Army of the Doomstar. And Army of the Doomstar is the catalyst of all this stuff, because this movie is what got us Death Album 4 and the tours and everything. And the songs are inside of the movie. So it's a really cool production. We're really proud of it. It's going to be airing April 5th. On Adult Swim, and then it's going to land on Max. So if you have Max, HBO Max, all that stuff, it's going to live there. So Army of the Doomstar will be on Max, and we're really excited for everyone to see it, because up until this point, you had to go and buy the Blu-ray or pay for it online somewhere. So now it's going to be a little bit more available for everybody. And there's no strike, so I can talk about the movie a lot more than I could last
fall.
So we're really excited about that. So April 5th, Adult Swim. It's going to air, premiere on TV for the first time. And then April 6th, Max. And then April 7th is our first show. So it's all perfectly aligned.
That's beautiful. Brendan, it's a pleasure talking to you as always.
Thanks, man. Thanks for taking an intro.
Yeah. Brendan, thank you so much. Good luck on the tour. Be safe. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks, man.
Cheers.
Appreciate it.
Bye. I'll
see ya.
Hey, what's up? My name's Lurk, and I'm the host of Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast. Every week, I have in-depth conversations with bands from all over the scene, big and small. We also like to keep our finger on the pulse and showcase up-and-coming bands on the show as well. So come check out Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast.